Hey, 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 it's Genevieve, a.k.a. Miss Fab 617.
And it's your girl, Crystal, a.k.a. The Crystal Lens.
We're coming to you from our new show called
Boston Come Through. We'll be bringing you the latest and greatest things happening in and around Boston. We'll be talking what? Black-owned businesses,
hey,
social events, what? And the Black experience.
Okay.
How's that sound, Genevieve?
I love it.
Dig it.
Tune in every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Boston Free Radio.
Boston, come through. Come listen. Lord. Pray for us. Dear Lord.
I am crying right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Can you hear me? Can y'all hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me?
Can you hear you? Because I can turn up your
me.
I can turn up your headphones. Is your headphones on?
Okay,
now?
I'm good.
Is that better? Lord, have mercy, 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 merciful Father in heaven. Can we start off with a word of prayer this evening? Girl, my microphone even near my mouth. Girl, I'm just
Why
yelling.
Can I hear you though?
I was like, where's my microphone? Merciful Father in heaven. We come to you today. I know we are not a praying show. This is not you know,
speak for yourself.
Listen, this is not Tammy Faye Baker and her husband. This is not Praise the Lord Club. However,
forever
we need to have a word of prayer on this here evening. I feel like y'all need to receive a word. Receive a word.
Meanwhile, I'm trying to find
Let him
girl.
Speak through me, girl.
I'm sorry. I'm disrupting the spirit.
The spirit is moving through me right now. Heavenly Father in heaven, we come to you today on this here Wednesday evening on the day of Boston Come Through. We are asking that you guide this show to 10 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm asking that you guide us to 10 o'clock because, Lord, we are tired. We are weary in the words of Solange. In the words of Solange, we are weary of the ways of the world. We are weary, Father. We are weary. And I just need you to guide us to 10 o'clock so we can get there. We are tired. We have been working, doing your work, Lord, doing our work, just trying, Lord, just to live out our dreams, Lord. So I ask you to be a blessing on this here today. Ha ha. You feel me? And just pray over Genevieve and this bun. She put it up and it looks real nice, Lord. This bun looks real nice. If you don't know Genevieve, my eyes are closed. I know I got sunglasses on, but this bun looks real, real nice. And Lord, please, that is the word that I ask for you today.
Whew. It's a sincere prayer.
In the name of Jesus, I pray, you pray, Holy Father, Spirit, and the Holy Trinity, the blood of Jesus, the cracker from the church that you're eating is a saltine and the grape juice. Let the church say, Amen.
Amen.
Whew. Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
good evening.
Goodness. I am crying right now. I am crying. Ooh.
I just thought I'd bring y'all to church right quick because
I wish I would have to put my video. I'm sorry for like I'm all bumpy right now. But I need y'all, let me describe for people who are gonna be listening later.
Right.
All
right.
Crystal and I both look like, first of all, a sister needs some help.
Lord,
but Crystal and I both look like we rolled out of bed.
Well, this half of Boston Come Through actually did roll out of bed. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did too.
No. Actually, because if it was not for Miss Suzanne and Miss Genevieve, Crystal would still be firmly, when I say firmly.
Don't be banging, girl.
You're right. Firmly planted on her bed, in her muumuu, in front of the fan. Amen.
So Crystal has on a yellow and black
flannel. Shout out to whatever guy left this at my house.
Why was both wearing flannel though?
Listen, it was looking like it was the word, okay? Jesus guided my hand somewhere in the piles of my room to find this flannel. And
well,
look at it.
Mm. Yeah, and she has on sunglasses indoors, guys. It's
yep,
not
and they
2009.
Are reflective.
It's not. They are reflective.
And they are cute as all hell.
They are. Mm-hmm. They are. It's been a long day for us.
It has been a long.
We pulled the typical Genevieve and Crystal overnighter.
We did.
Which I don't know why we did that. Crystal is still in her 20s, in case y'all wanted to know. Genevieve is not. I may look like I am. I am not. I cannot do that anymore.
First of all, I would like to let y'all know that we went over this, okay? Crystal aka Gladys, is a smooth 94 years old. Okay, she about to be 95.
We're talking about her physical age, not how she feel mentally.
Okay, well, that's two different things. I didn't know which one we was talking about.
Talking about your physical age.
Okay, okay.
Anywho, how are you?
Girl, I just gave y'all a whole 4 minutes of prayer. What in the world?
No, it's one of those days. Yeah, we gotta hop into Gmail. How are you though? How was your week though?
My week was good overall.
Well, okay, let me guide you a little bit.
Please do, girl. Please do.
Girl, y'all know Crystal been nominated for the Spark Award. You know, can you tell them a little about the Boston Spark Award?
Yeah, so the Boston Spark Impact Award is an award that they nominate millennials in different categories who are doing impactful work for the city of Boston. And so, your girl is a finalist in the arts and culture category. And I would love, if y'all listening live, for y'all, and if you're listening when we post the show, probably on tonight, for y'all to come through to the award ceremony on Thursday, June 21st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Greater Boston City Chamber. What? Words are hard. Greater Boston. I'm going to hold your hand for this one. Greater Boston.
Chamber of Commerce.
Chamber of Commerce. Thank you. I appreciate you, girl. Yeah, from 6 to 9 p.m. And yeah, I don't know if there's going to be food. I can't promise y'all food, but we can get snacks after. And yeah, I would say it's looking like a promising night. And, you know.
So your girl been nominated. Come out and support.
Mm-hmm. Come out. Come one, come all.
Right.
Bring the fam. Bring the children. It is a family-friendly event.
And like we said, there's no guarantee that there will be refreshments. So
However, you can feel free to buy me a drink after. I'ma buy you a drink.
Yeah.
How is your week? Oh, yeah. I think that's it, though. But, yeah. How is your week?
My week has consisted of playing catch-up.
Mm-hmm.
My last week was a... it was an interesting week.
Okay.
There were a lot of low moments.
Okay.
Which, surprisingly...
But when the valleys come, girl, the peaks are nearby.
All right, Minister Crystal.
Listen.
Minister Crystal is in session today. This is who you're getting today. Just yes. FYI.
Yes.
Yeah, they should have felt like they were like not so great things, but to be honest,
mm-hmm.
my attitude and my emotional state has been pretty even keeled. I think I've been through enough that I'm just like, you know, just roll with the punches.
I feel you.
But for instance, I broke my laptop.
Listen.
Okay.
Something is in store for you.
I received that.
Hey.
My laptop is broken. If y'all have a MacBook that you would love to bless a sister with, feel free.
Or two.
Right.
If you'd like to bless Boston, come through with one. Because you know.
Right. Or three, actually.
Or three. You know, we have crew now.
If the Lord has put it on your heart.
Your heart and your spirit and your shundo.
Has impressed you in your spirit.
Okay. Listen.
You know, to bless a sister, I'm in the receiving business of blessings.
Girl, I'm always in the receiving mood. Amen.
You know what? One day I'm gonna pray you catch the Holy Spirit for real. Like, you fall out. Mm. I'm gonna crack up.
Girl.
But yeah, so it's kind of put me behind in terms of like editing pictures. Girl, I have pictures that, listen, about a month ago, and I'm like,
about a month ago.
Yeah. I'm sorry, y'all. It's coming and I'm slowly plugging away. But I was able to put out one of my event recaps, the Boston in the Arts from Valby and LIR Production.
Yes.
So that's like one thing just to check off. But yeah, I've been playing catch up and it's been really hard, hence why we were even here. We were actually here till about
this morning
11. No, not like this morning, like
this afternoon.
Like this morning, like 11
mm-hmm.
30
Crystal, more like 2 30.
Then we indulged in brunch.
Yes. It that was brunch amazing. Was, I appreciate you. I'm gonna give you a little Genevieve rubbing your shoulder. I appreciate you bringing me to brunch because your girl would not know where she was gonna get that next meal. And I promise you, that meal sufficed. Two meals, my friend, two.
So why I took a nap this afternoon and then I woke up hungry, and then I remembered I had leftovers.
Girl, I know you so felt excited. Good. I know you got excited because so did I. Suzanne, our lovely camera lady over there doing all the Boston Come Through Facebook Live, she came over. She normally comes to my casa. We drive over. She, you know, I was like, girl, I was in REM cycle when she called,
for
okay?
Real.
But then when I woke up, I too remember that I had some berries, waffle, and omelets with some hash. The Lord has got in my hand. The mashed hash?
The grilled mashed hash,
something like that, yeah. Which was real good. And one slice of turkey bacon.
In case people want to know, we went to Boss Square Cafe because Genevieve and Crystal, Boston, come through. We were about that brunch life, that breakfast life, any time of the day.
Always tastes good.
Yeah, and they have an amazing brunch, y'all. Boss Square Cafe, and some of them don't say that. And, you know, we put you on first.
Okay, you heard it here first. But tell them we sent you.
Amen. We need clout.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an amazing feeling to wake up and remember you have some leftovers to eat. But that was that's been like my week.
I feel you.
Oh, what did we do yesterday?
Oh my god, tomorrow. Forget about tomorrow.
That is Crystal singing a very short snippet from the musical Born for This that we went to see. That is about the life. You gonna let me tell them what this is about? You wanna sing?
Very well might be.
I can't. Born for This musical, which is about the life of BB and CeCe Winans.
Amen.
It was really, really good.
And it was
amazing. Usually I'm not here for the musicals all the time. Because I'm like, what if I don't like the music?
I feel you.
But it was actually really good. I thought that I was looking up the actors as I was watching because it was
they did really, really well.
Yeah, you know.
Whitney, the woman who played Whitney, I was like, hold on.
She sounded like Whitney too.
Whitney came through her vocal cords. Let me tell you what.
So it was, I encourage y'all to see it. I'm so sorry, y'all. I had a link for some free tickets and I didn't tell nobody.
Hello.
And now they're all gone.
Well,
I'm sorry.
At least for last night. You can check for the other two.
No, I tried.
Okay, never mind.
I tried already.
I take it back.
I sent it to one person at like 1 a.m. for tonight. And then I tried to send it to some people this afternoon for tomorrow and the link was closed.
Oh, well.
So I do apologize, but tickets start at $18.
I was going to say, they're not even that expensive.
Yeah.
So.
And this show is going to go to Broadway.
I'm excited because what we saw, that 2-hour show was only a preview.
Right.
So.
And Broadway shows aren't cheap.
They're not.
So, you know, if you're out here in Boston, the show is running through July 15th at the Cutler Majestic Theater, which is 219 Tremont Street downtown, between downtown and the theater district.
Mm-hmm.
It is tea accessible.
Yep. It's by put on by Arts Emerson.
And Chinatown.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, and it is put on by Arts Emerson.
Yes.
And there's a lot of black actresses and actors in there.
Mm-hmm.
So not only supporting the arts, but supporting black people, supporting this play.
Mm-hmm.
We do want to get to Broadway. Yeah, y'all better come through. It was really good, and it was a dope message, too.
Yo, it was so good. Like, I'm ready to go see it again.
I do want to see it again. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It was going to be good.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Shout out to that. It was both, like, funny and also like, you know, you got the Holy Spirit with it tomorrow.
Those 2 points, I wanted to cry. I was like, how y'all gonna have me in my feelings in this play?
Listen, they had me in my feelings in the first 4 minutes. You ain't gonna just gonna pull up and start singing tomorrow like I ain't gonna feel away and start shedding a tear.
I think what's interesting about plays is that how creative you have to be with the with the stage and the space that you have to be able to convey a mess, like a scene. Because, you know, like a movie, you just set the scene and we just watch it play out.
Right. You can cut and do this and that, but like with a play, like,
yeah, you have to get real creative.
Yeah.
I thought they did a really whoever the set designer was, I thought they did a really great job.
They really did.
Setting the scenes and having us feel, because if you guys know anything about BB and CeCe Winans, they come from a music family.
Yes.
And they're the youngest two siblings, I believe, and they actually auditioned and ended up on, was it Praise the Lord Television?
Praise the Lord Club or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, in the 80s with Tammy
Faye Baker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which was like a...
Interesting. To say the least.
Very interesting.
Do you Googles, folks?
Yeah, definitely. I would definitely recommend you Google it before going in so you have some context. But it's still a really good play. And I thought, I was interested to like find out, because I knew who Jimmy and
Tammy
Faye Baker was and the controversy around them and everything that happened.
Right.
However, I was like, I'm interested to know like how, especially when you tell a story about your life, but there are other people in it that play, you know, maybe that may not be portrayed as positively.
Right.
Like, how, you know, I'm always interested, like, as in regards to how you'll go about and do that.
Absolutely.
And I thought it was, I mean, it's a little mild compared to what he's actually accused and went to jail mm-hmm. of. But I thought that was, it was a really great way. I was pleased.
I think he did it very tastefully because I think that was a big thing. Because especially when I looked up who they were, I'm like, this could go a multitude of directions. Right. But he did a very good job and even like addressed some of the controversy just like ever so slightly, which was kind of nice to see that he just didn't like glaze over it. Like, hey, this didn't happen. So that was nice to see as well.
Here's a. I was also gonna mention there was a part in the play, the part where the, you know, he kind of turned. Oh, I don't want to be telling people what happened, but you know the love interest part.
Yes.
You know that scene.
Yes.
Where it should have been sad, people were kind of laughing.
Bruh. I was like, you can't take folks. No, they was like, oh. I'm like, I can't with y'all.
Yeah, it was, I was like,
can't with y'all.
I don't want to go into detail right now, but I'm going to detail with you off air about, like, why did that happen and if it had to do with who was portraying the character.
Well.
Because I know I was kind of sitting there like, I didn't come here for that. I was like, I did not sign up for this. Right. Like, you not about to bamboozle me into this little storyline. but anyway, yeah, I thought it was interesting. I was like, dang. But I do want to, you know, Genevieve, I am kind of a prude sometimes. I can be.
Okay.
We know this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know this. Thank you. I don't come off like that. But sometimes in certain situations, Genevieve can be a little bit of a prude. Just a little bit.
And Crystal swoops in, just give her a little love tap on the shoulder.
Classy. Classy.
Thank you.
Classy. Okay.
Thank you. And
bougie. Let me,
okay.
Continue.
I have an attitude problem sometimes. I do get angry really quick sometimes. But I come down real quick, too. Whatever.
Just got to give her a little rub on the shoulder.
You know, a little Genevieve.
Yep, right up there on the, what do you call this, the upper tricep?
I don't know.
Shoulder area?
The point is, I didn't get mad, though. I was just like, black people. This is a disclaimer for black people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand going to the theater is cultural.
Well,
a lot of us were never introduced to the theater like other...
You are correct.
Other folks.
You are correct.
And by theater, I mean like plays.
Mm-hmm.
I do not mean the movie theater, which I'm sure most of us, if not all of us, have been to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, certain things in the movie theater, I don't really care about.
You're right.
Because it's a movie theater.
You're right.
Like, sneaking snacks, you know?
We all sneak the snacks.
Right, because no one's paying $10 for a little small popcorn, and you can't even give me buttered salt, like salted, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying $8 for a fountain drink. I'm not paying for a hot dog. I don't eat hot dogs in regular.
You want to know why? Because my purse... is a fountain of drinks.
Right.
Hello.
It sure is. You hit up CVS, you hit up the corner store, you hit up Dollar Tree.
You hit up your house?
Yeah, that's fine for the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
What is not okay in the movie theater, though, is don't talk. That's my only thing. But, you know, you can rustle your chips a little bit, you know, sneak your food in. I've seen people sneak in full meals.
Full plates. Rice, sauce.
Okay, I'm not mad at it.
Two sides.
However, what we will not be doing at the theater, okay, not the theater, the theater.
The theater.
Is sneaking in food. I'm going to call up my sister.
I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to just
watch. She said she is not embarrassed. Well, and she wasn't the only one because there were some people on the other side. But my sister, you know, her obsession with plantain chips.
What is the obsession?
She's obsessed with plantain chips.
Why?
Because she just likes to eat plantain chips. And she over here, we have to and all I hear is like from the wrestling. And I was looking at her like, no, you didn't.
Lord,
like, don't do that. Do not do that. And then on the other side, you know, that's what happens when you up in the nosebleed seats.
Oh.
On the other side, there was some cheering.
Some who?
Some cheering. There were some cheering over on my right who were talking hella loud. And I was like,
how old are we talking?
I'm talking about old enough to know better. These are not babies.
Okay.
And if you have babies, maybe you shouldn't bring them to the theater.
You're right.
You know what I mean? But they were not babies. They were old. All I heard was like, shh. Like, and I'm just like, are they serious right now? I heard chips going for like 10 minutes.
Ew.
I heard full conversations. I'm like, dude, this is not okay.
It's not. It's not.
Mm-mm. So my disclaimer to black folks. You get dressed up to go to the theater, okay?
The theater.
Yes. You do get dressed up.
Okay.
Do not sneak in food.
Mm-hmm.
It's not cute.
Nope.
And stop talking. Please and thank you.
Genevieve is not with it today.
Not at all. Please don't record the whole show.
Ooh, I got a story. Go ahead, girl.
Please don't record the whole show. I got a story. You know it was a Christian play, so I'm sure I know what story you finna tell. Uh-huh. So I know they recorded it to go back and show the church. I'm like, God is not pleased with that. I just want to put that out there. God is not pleased. Don't be doing foul stuff in the name of the Lord, because that is stealing.
Thieving. You content. Are stealing. You are thieving.
Yes.
Thieving.
Because, you know, you don't like to say when you steal. Mm-hmm. You a thief.
You thiefing.
And trying to put the Lord's stamp of approval on it.
Right, right.
No, God did not approve that.
No.
You don't get to steal the content and then bring it back to church and have, you know, Holy Ghost night.
Right. Okay. All of a sudden, you got a private screening.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Church folk.
Go ahead. What happened, girl?
So, what had happened was I was downstairs now about somewhere no more than like 10 rows from the front. It's not a very large theater. I'm on the left side, in the middle. You know, you have some of your auntie, uncle folk. There are two people in particular that I am referring to. One woman who I complimented her because I loved her attire. She had this white hat. And the white hat.
And they be looking fancy.
Listen,
too.
The white hat had a white pom pom on top. Hat. A nice white pom pom.
It was a church hat?
It wasn't a church hat, but it was a very much an auntie hat.
So the hat you wear to the cook, the auntie wear to the cookout.
That was exactly the but one that she would wear to the cookout. Okay, exactly.
That's good to know.
The second person was uncle down in front, about two rows from the front in dead center. I will start off with uncle. He was more mild. I'll start off with the mild one. Uncle decided he was, especially at the end when he was doing the finale, last song and everything, doing their bows, everything. He decided he was going to, A, stand up before everyone stood up. Okay. Not only was he going to hold his phone up right here, right, like dead center of, you're in the center, sir. Okay. Right up. I know folks couldn't see because his father certainly was not a glass maker. But he held his phone up.
I can't stand her.
And it wasn't just, I'm going to take a photo. It was, I'm going to press record. Because even, Crystal wears glasses, even with my glasses that I cannot see, I could see that red button off. So he was very much recording a video. Now, let's get to Auntie. Auntie did the most. Again, so she wasn't in the center. She was around where I was, so maybe somewhere. She was like two rows ahead, so maybe like eight rows from the front, because I got to give y'all context. She decided she was, you know, near the aisle as well. She decided she going to not only do the same thing as uncle, but she going to one-up him. What Auntie decided to do was she going to come out of the row, okay? She going to be the only one out of the row. Not only is she going to continue to take photos and videos, but she going to turn around back to the cast, back to the stage, backing the stage, and going to take a selfie photo or selfie video or something and just enjoying the music right here with the phone, like she was taking a selfie video like it was on Snapchat. So that's why I said uncle was a little bit more mild, because he at least stayed in his proper,
in his little area.
His place, okay? Auntie came out of the road down. She was almost in the orchestra pit. So, folks.
Well.
We got to do better as a community.
Anyway, the point is, go see Born for this.
Yeah, that was actually really good. I would love to see it, like, multiple times.
I think I'm going to go again. But definitely go see Born for This.
Yeah.
It's playing at the Cutler Majestic Theater.
Yep.
219 Tremont. Mm-hmm. It's T accessible. $12 parking if you read the directions.
Yes.
And park at the right garage.
Y'all read.
But yeah, definitely go support it. It's gonna go to Broadway afterwards, so this is like your prime opportunity to see a Broadway show.
Yes.
You know, on the low low.
The low.
So that was what we did. We'll post a nice little photo later.
We had a photo op. You know how we do.
Yeah. And then, you know, on the agenda for today, we got two things.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if we'll even get a chance to talk about the second one.
I don't know. Girl, I might fall asleep.
Let's go with the second topic.
Okay.
Because I think that's a more...
Okay. We can just put a PSA on that and then move that if you want to do that.
Okay, we can do that.
Would you like to begin?
Which one are we going with?
All of it.
Okay.
You gonna drink all that water, by the way? I just wanted to ask. I would like a sip. In addition to being thirsty, I'm also dehydrated.
I'm cracking up because from where I'm sitting, I can see, Crystal has her Facebook Live going. Mm-hmm. I have mine with, focus on us individually. Mm-hmm. But then I am cracking up at the one with the both of us, the Boston Come Through, in case y'all want to see both of us. And Boston Free Radio. Mm-hmm. There we go. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. And Crystal is very serious about these glasses she has on.
These are firmly placed on my face. They will not be coming off this whole entire episode.
Make sure you take the picture.
I certainly will.
Why can't you take them off?
No.
Why? I just want to know.
They're not coming off, friend. Because.
Why?
I'm tired.
Why?
I'm weary of the world. Why are you tired, though? Because we was up, and even though I took a nap, I had to wake up in the middle of the REM cycle, so it canceled out all my sleep. So
I look crazy, too. My eyes look real little when I'm sleepy. So basically, we want to
log in. But you look less crazy than Crystal does.
That is true. I mean, I can't really see.
Yeah, she even tried to make me feel good. She even tried to glaze over, like, no, girl, you look okay, too. That is true. Genevieve said, you right, girl. You look crazier than I. Okay, I hear you.
Which, warrants the glasses.
But yes.
It's funny.
I promise you.
It's very funny.
I promise you.
But getting enough sleep, we don't do that. Mm-mm. We have bad habits, y'all. One of them is not getting enough sleep. Crystal's putting me onto this nap business, but let me tell you, this nap business does not work for me. They don't work for me. Crystal will sleep for...
In a
2-3 hours. Yes, places Crystal has slept.
Yep.
That I know of. Outside of her bed.
Go ahead, sis.
Her living room couch.
Mm-hmm. Both of them.
The front and the back seat of her car.
You right. I haven't slept in the passenger seat yet, though.
You gotta try that out.
I know. See.
What I prefer the back seat of my car because the back windows are tinted and you can't see me.
I mean, I feel like other things happen in back seats of cars, so it's like kind of weird. But go ahead.
I don't care. I'm trying to sleep, Crystal has also slept on the couch right out here. We're at the Somerville Media Center, mm-hmm. where Boston Free Radio is located, and there's a couch in the
lobby now.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't used to always be in the lobby, but...
Crystal slept out there, a good number of times.
Don't forget Miss Heather's office.
Ooh, yep, Heather's office. That is very true. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, where else is Crystal napped that I'm not aware of?
Right, Suzanne's house. I was slumped at her house. I was like,
yeah.
Ooh, Bianca's couch.
That too. You
right. Because I promptly left in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. It was still dark.
Yeah. So getting sleep has been somewhat difficult. And I actually was
thinking about... you forgot a good one. In the hot set in the studio. Mm-hmm.
The hot set's a smaller set that actually you can close the blind.
Yep.
Have some privacy. Yep. It's real dark in there.
Mm-hmm.
No, but I realized, I probably average in about 3 hours of sleep a night in the past couple weeks.
You're right.
Is that?
Same.
That's not good.
It's not.
What are we going to do to be different?
Me or you or us?
Us.
Oh, I feel like we need to be diligent about our schedules. Yeah. I feel like we need to prioritize better. I'm very much... The alpha and omega of procrastination. Okay, I am just it. I'm excellent.
I feel like you procrastinate.
I do.
Do you really?
I do in you different ways, so? Though. Yeah, in different ways.
Mine is I need to do this write up, but let me go on Instagram real quick because I just had this random idea and I just want to see if well, I'm Googling.
I'm the same way too, but I think also too for me, for certain, this video that I'm editing, part of it is with video production, at least the way my brain works, is I also need some type of inspiration. So mm-hmm. I can't unless we already have a what's the word? An idea or some type of a vision for the video, I'm gonna have to watch all the footage and and just also figure out what the vision is. And for me, that vision didn't come through until yesterday.
Right.
So that's another part of it. And I think also too, which we talk about it a lot, is mental health as well. And for me, I know when I'm tired and exhausted, I'm overworking myself, my mental health also
takes a hit.
Exactly, it definitely takes a hit. And so that's also a domino effect, because then it's I'm tired more, and then it's when I wake up, I'm I don't have the motivation, and then so it's just a domino effect. You're not eating as great, you're eating out more, the food tastes good, but your body is hello.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's definitely a domino effect. But yeah, I would say just being diligent about prioritizing our things. I think also holding each other accountable as well. Yeah. You know, when we're with each other, when we're not with each other, like maybe even like checking in and stuff like that would be like really great. And yeah, I think that's a big thing.
I was gonna say, I think part of it for me is not really knowing how much I'm actually doing. Mm.
Speak more on that.
Girl, I'm about to take y'all to church with it. Yeah, I think I don't have like a clear idea of like how much I'm actually doing. So in my mind, I think sometimes you feel like you're not doing a lot or right. You're not doing enough. And in actuality you are, and because you don't really have a great gauge of what you're doing and how you're doing mm-hmm, it and like you know what I mean? I think that and there's no system in place on how like you're getting so you just mm-hmm. kinda which is I'm speaking for myself though. Right. Just flying by night kinda like, okay, I just need to get this done. Mm-hmm. And not having a structure to your day is not really it hasn't helped with that. Mm-hmm. And with my laptop being out of commission, mm-hmm. it's been super hard.
Right.
Because then it's not like and normally I am the type to work through the night. I fall asleep with the light on. Mm-hmm. I think another bad habit is even when I'm tired, like I don't listen to my body. Like I'm gonna be like, no, I need to get this done. I'm gonna try to push through it regardless.
Right.
It's almost like my thought on like just getting sleep.
It doesn't take priority.
It doesn't. To me, sleep like gets in the way.
Like yeah, you're like, dang, why I got sleep?
Yeah, like, sometimes I'm like, dang,
I got things to do.
Yeah, like, and it's a really not healthy way to think about sleep,
right?
Considering what you need to get done and being not just up and doing stuff, but also being productive and doing it efficiently. Mm-hmm. And so, I do think there's a level of discipline to it. I already told you, but I'm going to tell the folks, you know, come July, girl, Genevieve is shutting down all types of social media.
Listen, y'all have, what's today? 30 days have somebody. You got 10 days.
Legit. Fact.
To get your words in with Genevieve on the social
why,
media streets.
Why? Suzanne whispered, why? Why? Because it's such a distraction.
Yes.
And I think, and a distraction in a number of ways. Distractions in terms of, like, you go on there, like, you know, whatever, and you end up doing so much stuff, and next thing you know, at least for me, an hour has passed. And
right.
Like, and mind you, mine might have been posting, so it was like I actually came on there for a reason. Like, right. I got to post to the Boston Come Through page, Boss, you know, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, mm-hmm. and I already spent, like, an hour on Instagram.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Accidentally.
Right. And I just still didn't even get to the posting part. You right. know what I mean? And then, so it's a distraction in that way. It's also a distraction in terms of like who you're following, what you're following. I think especially in a space where I'm at right now is like, I kind of feel a bit lost. You know, I was so like down last week. I asked, you know, shout out to Jenny. I think her last name is Gefford, but I asked her, I know she pray for real. I was like, sister, I need you to pray. I don't just ask anybody for prayer. I'd be like,
right.
I know you know the Lord, girl. I need you to pray for me. So, and she prayed for me, and while she was praying for me, like, two words came to her direction and purpose, and then I was like, you probably got that impressed in you, because I do kind of feel lost, like, regardless of what people may think they see on social media, and this is me being completely transparent, and y'all better not come up to me and ask me about it, because I don't think, I'm not talking to you about it, mm-hmm. but I do feel like, kind of like, what am I doing? Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, you get to a point, I think you kind of start off with some momentum, and then you're just going, and then, you know, you got some success here, and this looks good, but then you're kind of doing it, and you're like, mm-hmm. you know, like, you. And I think Burley wrote a post the other day about, you know, she turned 31, it was like 31 lessons.
Right.
And one of the lessons was like, as an entrepreneur, but not just an entrepreneur, but as someone who's growing, you're constantly gonna contradict yourself. Like, you're going Absolutely. To today, you're gonna feel like the sky is blue and it's an amazing thing, and tomorrow you might feel completely different, and mm-hmm. it might be because you just changed your mind, your mood changed, or something happened, mm-hmm. And now you feel, you know, otherwise, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I think that's part of it, realizing like, I kind of don't want to do this anymore, or I kind of like this. And then on top of that, in addition to this, maybe yourself feeling mm-hmm. like, what am I doing? Another thing too, seeking purpose. Like, you're doing stuff, but it's like, why?
Right.
Like, it's great to get likes. And I think it's also unhealthy, too, when you're kind of sitting on social media, like, wanting that validation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's, like, kind of becoming more prominent for me, and I don't like that. But then there's also the purpose part. Like, my thing is, like, I really want to have an impact. Like, I really want, like, you know, God forbid I died, you know, I don't make it home tonight. I want someone, you know, people lie a lot. People die, like, oh, they were a good person. They were this or they were that. But I really want, like, my story to be, like, I inspire people. I encourage people. Like, you know, so then I'm doing it, and I'm, like, it's why I didn't become a style blogger, because I kind of started off, like, mm-hmm. kind of doing that. And I'm, like, it's kind of shallow. It's just, like, just look at me, in my opinion. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's the way people make money. I don't knock it at all. But I feel a lot of things people do, you have to question, like, why are you doing it?
Well, and I think it's also, like, at least for me, and, like, I've said this too, like, you know, in multiple contexts, that, like, for me, yes, while, like, creating revenue and bringing in money is important, like, you know, in my old age, when, you know, I'm actually Gladys age, like, and I'm sitting on my porch in my rocking chair, like, I want to know that, you know, even if I never made $1 million, that, like, I touched, like, a million lives, or, like, I spread, you know, encouragement, you know, whatever it is, to, like, a million people, because at the end of the day, that's what's gonna...
That's what people remember.
Exactly. That's what people remember, and that's what's gonna, like, live on, right? Like, your legacy will live on, and not, like, in a, like, oh my God, like, I'm a legend, but, like, the legacy of, like, the good you put into this world, the energy you put into this world, like, all of that, like, whatever it is, like, that's the legacy of it, is through the people who you've touched, right? Because if you're just for self, for self, for self, when you're gone, that's it,
right?
Like, yourself is gone with whatever else,
because your life is but a vapor. That is
a script. I like that.
That's a scripture, girl.
Ooh, what scripture is
it? I don't know where it's at, but I'll go find it for you.
Okay.
But that's a scripture, and it's so true when you think about in the span of Earth and how long Earth has been here.
Yeah.
The amount of time, it might feel like a long time, you know, mm-hmm. 25, 30, 50, 70, even, you know, whatever, but it's like, dude, this is really not.
Right.
Here today, gone tomorrow. Absolutely. And I think, you know, we're obligated to do what we can on this earth to make it a better place. And if you're able to. And I want to be one of those people. So it's that too. It's just the kind of direction, needing like, I need to do something purposeful. Otherwise, I don't see the purpose in doing it. And then the other last part of that is also, like, everybody's sharing all of the amazing things on social media that I think it can create jealousy and envy. Mm-hmm. And I want to be clear that I'm not feeling jealous or envious of people. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like it's a lot sometimes. Like, you're just taking in so much. And not just what people are telling you their accomplishments, but even the stuff they're writing, whether it's negative or positive, or, you know, like, you're reading it, you're consuming it, you're watching it, you're taking in so much. And, you know, sometimes I'm sitting here, like, I saw someone post something earlier today, and actually really love and care about this person, but I was like, it wasn't even a win. It was like a kind of, like, maybe might be a win. And I'm just like, does every single thing we do, does it have to be shared on social media? Do we have to let the world know?
Like, girl,
and it's almost girl, like,
because that's a great segue to the next topic, for you know. Real,
and it's like, why do we need to? Is it almost makes me question, like, why do they put that up there? Why did I need to know that this happened for you? Because it was like, you know what I mean. And not to say, like, you shouldn't share, but it was almost like, what is the purpose? Like, and I don't know if it comes from a need, like, you know how we say, like, if it's not on social media, it didn't happen. And, you know, we
pics or it didn't happen. Because, girl, I say that myself. So I'm like, photos or it didn't happen. Like, where's the video or it didn't happen?
And even when you think about it, just even how we run our businesses nowadays. Mm-hmm. Businesses were successful before social media. Very sick. Before there was internet. Making millions of dollars. So I know that branding and being on social media is important, but at the same time, like, do you have to be on social media? Do people have to see what you're doing for them to know? Like, you know what I mean? So it's just a lot. And so I said all of that to basically
say,
like, yeah, I'm taking a break. I am, yeah, y'all got to, what's the last, the 30th, 30 days in June?
Mm-hmm.
June 30th. After that, I'm going to put it.
It's a week from Saturday.
Yeah, I'm available via email. Mm-hmm. You can call me if you have my number. You can text me.
You would DM Crystal. I'll send her, you know.
No, don't DM Crystal.
Don't do that.
If you gotta do it via social media, then I don't need to deal with you.
I ain't gonna answer. Just kidding. I lied.
I'm not just being like, you know, my friend was like, I thought you meant like you wasn't talking to nobody. I was like, no, I am, but I'm like, I'm seeking to like strengthen personal, actual connections with other people, but also focus on myself, health-wise, mental-wise. Definitely rebranding my business, but just wanting to just experience life without the pressures of social media. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? That's where I'm at in life. Good. You know?
Ew.
Okay. All right. Did I miss a segue that I go too
No, it's okay, because that's still relevant. Just the whole idea of, like, people putting everything on social media. Mm-hmm. And, you know, before, even in a moment, especially in life or death situations, it's like, I need to capture this because
it's crazy.
If I don't, then there will be no proof of it, yada, yada.
Or, like, I need clout.
Yeah. Or, like, I was the first person to capture this on video, blah, blah, blah. Like,
because people want to go viral.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I put this on the bill to talk about it. I don't even know how to say this young man's
name. His name is XXX Tentacion.
You know, the young...
I think that's how you pronounce it. That's how I hear everyone else pronounce it. That's how they pronounce it on the read,
X.
I think.
We'll call him X.
Yeah, X.
We all know X is the young 20-year-old rapper who was murdered. Because that's what it was. He was murdered on Monday.
Despite the conspiracy theories that have already come out. Yeah,
I did see that. He was murdered on Monday. And, you know, everybody pretty much found out. I saw it on Twitter first. So I was like, let me go hop on Shade Room and see if they got the tea, too. They did.
Right.
But there was actually, you know, he was at a motorcycle place or whatever. I don't know, buying a vehicle. And he was leaving in his car. And I guess somebody rolled up on him and shot him. And you see,
and they also took his they robbed him too. It was a armed robbery.
Did they take stuff from him?
Yeah, they took his Louis bag.
Okay, so that does make it a robbery. So there's videos out there of him in his car, maybe lifeless, because he might have been still alive, that people are recording on Snap, which means, you know, Snap's videos are like 6 seconds.
Right, I mean, unless you do like the multiple, whatever. Yeah, it was but it was literally one like snap. You know what I mean? Like that one.
With like, which means you had time to write with a caption too, that you had time to write and post. And I'm sitting here, and this young man also lived, I guess, a tumultuous life. He was I only follow Shade Room. He was only ever on Shade Room for negative things.
Yeah.
You know, really, some really bad stuff. I really don't know, so I'm not going to speak on it. Like, I knew and I was there and it was me that was done too. So I'm not going to sit here and be all offended for somebody else.
Yeah.
But I
do know, at least, like, in the same thing you were saying, like, I've only ever like heard his name in a negative context, like, as, and this is not to speak ill of the dead, but just to also like understand that like it was like things with his girlfriend, like domestic violence and also like violence against gay men in prison and stuff like that. So there's just been like, you know, his name surrounded by all of these negative things. So for me, like, it was like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't, like, it's sad when someone dies, but it was just like, wow, like, this is all I know about this person, too, as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, I don't know if it was the combination of, I think for me, I've always been an advocate for young people. Mm-hmm. You know, even when the Chris Brown thing happened and how people wrote him off, that bothered me because I felt like he's not a grown 40-year-old man that did that. And you also have to understand, my background with my parents and seeing how fights can actually really happen and how women can instigate, I'm not saying that Rihanna caused it, but how it's never just, one part, like,
It takes two.
Right. There's a lot of things that go into that it's not so black and white.
Right. Sometimes I should say it takes two to tango.
Right.
Sometimes.
Right.
Every situation is different. Right. Of course. Yeah.
Obviously. But I felt like, you know, even the Chris Brown situation, I was like, you need to take into account people's ages, in my opinion. And I even remember an Ellen episode where Diddy came on there to promote his own stuff, and she rerouted it to talk about, well, I heard you lent your house for them to talk and have a conversation, and he just shut it down. Like, I feel like I'm an adult and mm-hmm. I'm going to step in, and this is what we should be doing, you know, be having these conversations and trying to reconcile, or maybe not reconcile, but mm-hmm. like talk about these situations instead of being so quick to write people off. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with him. I don't even really know the details of what the things that he's done, mm-hmm. but I found it really disgusting on social media for people to laugh at his death, mm-hmm. to say the things that people are saying about, you know, him. Even if you didn't have anything nice to say, I feel like certain things shouldn't be said. Mm-hmm. I also feel like, you know, regardless of how you felt about him, there are people who are going to be sad by his death. And speaking of his fans who felt like he encouraged them, like, you go read the comments and they're like, you know, I wanted to kill myself in this song. You know what I mean? Like, and the fact that he was even planning a charity event for that weekend. And he did own up to the things that he did. It wasn't like he never said, you know, I didn't do it or I don't care. Like, you know what I mean? And wanting to be a better person. So it just really bothered me that people can be so callous. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you should care about his death, and I'm not saying mm-hmm. you should even feel sad. I just felt like, dang, guys, like...
I think also, too, like, on the flip side, too, like, it's very much, I think, for folks who have been negatively impacted by him as well. Right. Like, and again, like, I'm not saying you need to celebrate this person's death or whatever, but I can also understand why it would be hard for you to be, like, to feel, like... Right. You know, some type of, like, I guess, like, a lot of these emotions that other people are feeling. Right.
But it's not the majority of people, though. I can understand mm-hmm. if you truly were triggered by it and, mm-hmm. like, you know, because we saw a post by somebody. And yeah. I understand that. I also feel like that is also, you know, I get it. When you've been through something, anything that reminds you of it is going to trigger you mm-hmm. or anybody or whatever. But it's not the majority of people. And I just feel like, even not in regards to his death, but in mm-hmm. general with social media mm-hmm. and just how we talk about people and the things that we put out there, like, you have to remember, like, your words have power. Like, right. your words have the power to cut somebody down or build them up. And even if we're not talking about someone like him, there's just stuff that, like, even on... And I actually decided I'm not going to follow the Shade Room no more, because I'm like, I'm done with y'all, because...
What? How am I supposed to know what's going on?
I don't know. I just feel like I feel like it was... What they were doing is what we do. They only posted negative things about him. They never posted anything positive, but now he's dead, and, like, now you're posting all of these things that mm-hmm. kind of portray him in a different light. You know what I mean? Like, and I just kind of feel like why... It's kind of like what we do. Like, in life, we throw people away. Mm-hmm. In life, we kind of write people off. In life, like, you know what I mean? And then when something happened, it's like, we're like, oh my god. And it's like, but we never really took the time mm-hmm. to really be there for people, you know what I mean? Right. Like, and I saw someone's post the other day, and they were talking about, you know, with the deaths of Anthony Bourdain and, you know, Kate Spade, they were mm-hmm. like, yo, you know how everybody want to post, like, you know, check in with your strong friend, blah, blah. They were like, keep that same energy when you're leaving comments on the people's stuff. Like, yeah. you know what I mean? Keep that same energy before you say things about people, because you really don't know what someone's going through. You really don't know people's struggles. Mm-hmm. And I'm not making, I'm not really speaking to this particular individual, but I guess for me, it was kind of like, yo, I would never laugh at someone's death. I think you can be upset about the things that he did, but I don't think it warrants you to just, like, it was just so evil to me. Like, yeah. How does that make you a better person?
And I think also, too, like, I felt kind of bad, too, because the other rapper, Jimmy Wopo, I think is how you pronounce his name, he also was shot and killed on the same day. And it's just interesting that, like, at least for me, what I'm seeing, like, I'm not even seeing people talk about him, too. And he was another, like, young rapper out of Pittsburgh. He was in Pittsburgh. And so, I don't know, it was just interesting, too. Like, you know, we also get swirled up in, like, focusing on one person.
Right.
And that was the same thing, too. Like, when... I know it's different circumstances, but, like, when Michael Jackson died, I can't remember the actors, but I believe there's another actor who died, like, on the same day or within the same week.
People were talking about it.
Yeah, and, like, nobody was talking about it as well, because we kind of, like, get wrapped up in this one thing, and, like, I feel like we're so hyper-focused on one thing that, like, and maybe it's a product of, like, society today, whatever you want to call it, but, you know, we get so wrapped up in focusing on one thing that we can't even, like, see other things that are going on as well. So, because even for me, I was like, I didn't know who he was either, Jimmy Wopo.
Right.
And so that was just kind of like, I don't know, it was just interesting too, like another thing to notice. So yeah.
Sorry, I was gonna pull up the vents real quick. Yeah, there's just a lot of things. I just have like so many feelings and emotions and just things. Like, I feel like it's a really great topic of conversation. Mm-hmm. Even that post that we had discussed earlier, like in terms of like when you're in pain and giving people advice, mm-hmm. and like, you know what I mean? It's a lot. I just feel like we all have our struggles, and mm-hmm. it doesn't take anything to be kind to people. Mm-hmm. And I think you can be kind to people who don't even deserve it.
Right.
Just because I feel like that's more speaks to who you are as a person.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's it. And
I feel that.
I say RIP because in my mind, the way I look at it, I mean, he didn't do anything to me. I don't know how I would feel if I was personally victimized by him. But right. I think of, like, I saw a tweet on that kind of brought everything to light for me. But it was like, you know, if people like Malcolm X had been gunned down at 20, and I don't know if you ever read the autobiography of Malcolm X. Mm-hmm. It's a dope book to read. If he had been killed at 20, they were like, he would have died a criminal. He would have died an addict. He would have died a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And he would have never had the opportunity to do the things that he did, you know. And even for myself, I was actually crying about the other day. You know, it was Tupac's birthday, you know, last Saturday. And for me, growing up, my older brother was really into Tupac, which kind of put mm-hmm. me onto Tupac. And even to this day, I still listen to his music. And, I mean, he... regardless of what you felt about him and the things in the media, like, he clearly was an intelligent person. He clearly cared for people. Mm-hmm. He clearly had a message. And when he died, I think I was like 12. And yeah. Okay, I'm lying. I think I was like 10. Something like that.
Okay.
But yeah, it 20, he was 25. And at the time, when you're 10, 25 seems really old.
Yeah.
And now that I've gotten beyond it, it's like, wow, how young that was. And this was, Tupac would die like, I want to say like 21 years ago. I think he would have been 46 or 47.
Something like that, yeah.
So I still think about it every time his birthday comes around or the day that he died. I think about like, wow, who would he have been?
Right.
Past all the stuff we saw in the media and everything, like in 20 years time through his life, past his post his rap career, like who would he have become? You mm-hmm. know, what kind of influence would he have had? Like what could he have accomplished in this life? So I think about the same thing with this young man and just seeing the videos and things like that and him wanting to inspire people and wanting to be a better person. I think about like, dang, he's not gonna get a chance to redeem himself and actually do good, or you know what I mean?
And it's interesting too, because like I know we're like running low, but just like even for me, like I didn't even know any of the positive stuff that he was doing until right. like I heard about his death.
Right.
Which is interesting.
And it makes you think, like, dang, you know, like, people are not just all one thing, mm-hmm. you know? And I think that's what I learned today. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, I guess my PSA is you can be kind, even if other people don't deserve it or you don't feel like they do. You can still be kind.
Be and kind
if you
to don't, one another.
Yeah, that's it. That's all before I get all extra emotional and whatnot.
Wait.
I know, I forgot. Yeah. So, this is going to be interesting, girl. Scroll down. Where we at? Today's Wednesday.
I feel
like everybody's at the MFA Juneteenth celebration.
Yeah, they are.
I saw a picture, and I'm not going to lie. I was like, dang, man. We got to rethink this Wednesday thing, because it looked live.
Yeah. It also did start at 5, so we could have definitely made it, but I was asleep.
I've decided I'm not doing anything on Wednesdays.
My
homegirl called me. I was like, she don't even know how much I love her, because I'm no longer, I'm not picking up the phone on Wednesdays.
I second that motion. I second that.
I'm not picking up the phone. But anywho, you know, I gotta give y'all, your events this week.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Thursday, June 21st. Guys, can you believe it's June?
Or today, depending on when you're listening.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. We have the Queer Women's Empowerment Series evolving through self-care in Roxbury. Mm-hmm. It's got the Fenway Women's Health Center. guys, it's on our events listing. I'm not even gonna go into detail because I don't have the details, but it's on there. Hit the link. I already put it together for you. Get it together. Also, this week, this is actually a really dope week for the arts in Boston. Roxbury Film Festival actually starts today. So you have about 2 weeks to be at the MFA and all the various places catching short films, documentaries, you know, what's it called when it's fiction? It's just fiction. All types of stuff. All types of stuff. And actually, they're doing a free screening. Today they're playing Black Panther to kick it off at the MFA. So that's pretty cool. I know. Wakanda Forever. Yeah.
We have been watching.
Good day.
From the mountains.
If you didn't know, Crystal is of the Jabari tribe.
Queen of the Jabari tribe.
We gonna say a mistress.
I have been watching.
Crystal ain't been watching from no mountaintop. She been watching from inside the cave on the mountaintop because she the mistress. And, you know, she got her little, you know, Crystal. You know, because he already got his main boo. How he got all them kids that's going to eat up the white man, eat up the colonizer.
Who was main boo?
I don't know. They didn't show her, you know. But
yes, because I was in the back.
Anyway.
I was asleep.
Crystal going to be in the line of
I was asleep.
Girl, you can't be the main boo and be asleep, though.
I was napping while he was watching from the mountain.
Everybody's looking for him. Everybody looking for your man, girl. You can't be asleep. You need to learn how to sleep with one eye open. Cave. Okay? One eye
open. I was holding down the cave.
One eye open.
Listen, both eyes open once I get this sleep.
All right, Crystal. Go ahead, anywho, girl. Roxbury Film Festival, y'all need to get on that. Link is in the bio. It actually, there's links to all of the films that are replaying, and there's actually even information. They look like there's some dope ones that I really need to go to. I'm going to need Roxbury Film Festival, if you're listening, can you finagle some tickets? I don't really care which one, but if you want to send us some tickets, I will gladly come out. Mm-hmm. And then, girl, this weekend is so much going on.
So
Jerk Fest is going on. It starts Friday and Saturday. Jerk Fest. Yeah, and this year, in addition to the Jerk Fest, they're actually doing like a rum and brew fest as well.
I hope it ain't no gentrified jerk chicken. I'ma just put that out there.
I'm not gonna lie. It might be. It might be.
I don't want it.
It might be.
If it ain't spicy, I don't want it.
But
if
I've
it
heard wasn't good
touched
thing.
By somebody's you know, granny from Jamaica, I don't want it. Mm-mm. If she ain't making it in the kitchen.
If she ain't mean when she giving you the food.
Listen, if she ain't hobbling around the kitchen, okay, I don't want it.
Mm-mm. But I did, that's going on. Y'all go on to that. And then lastly, I do want to talk about BAMS Fest. Which is happening in Dorchester at Franklin Park, Plaisted Field, I believe.
Saturday.
This Saturday from 12 to 8. Listen, yes. Boston. Okay. It is an outdoor, multi-stage, all-ages festival that aims to promote, connect, and celebrate Afrocentric culture, heritage, and contributions to the American fabric as expressed through art, music, food, and entertainment with a global community. First of all, let me tell y'all, it is free. That's keyword free.
How much?
Free 99, girl.
Praise him.
Negative 99 cents. I don't know. It's free, guys. So it's free entertainment. Not only do they have, they're gonna have live graffiti going on. There's two stages. 17 local artists. Like, this is really for us by us, okay? Of all ages. Okay, different musical genres. And you have Kindred the Family Soul, who I don't know if you guys know, if you're into neo soul, R&B, you know, they're out of Philly, but you know, they're family friendly. They are headlining the event, okay? It is free 99, y'all. And this is really unprecedented for Boston.
That is my favorite
this
price.
This is not a, you know, we're not a place people of, you know, black people think of to go to when it comes to things like that. So,
yeah, here we are.
Y'all be talking about there's nothing to do. There is something to do. That is free, okay? Free. So bring your little blankets, bring your picnic, bring your nips. You know what I mean? Do what you gotta do. Be discreet. Yeah, and guess who's gonna be out there doing media? Boop, us. So we gotta finagle our whole lives by Saturday. We're gonna get some sleep by then.
Yeah, I've been sleeping this whole show.
And yes, guys, so definitely come out to BAMS Fest.
Come through. Boston, come through. Telling you, come through. Like we said, yes. Always. Like, we don't invite you to nothing that we don't coach.
Yeah, it's the first of its kind. And guys, come out and show the city that, like, yo, we're here and we want these type of events so that we can continue to do it.
Hell yeah.
So it don't get better than free, to be honest, you know. So definitely come out to BAMS Fest. Again, Boston come through bostoncomethrough.com/events.
Is that a flunch slash or a backslash?
I don't know.
It's a slash. It's the one that goes to the right. It leans to the right. Got a right lean.
That one. Mm-hmm. There you go. Got a gangsta lean to the right.
Hell
yeah. Slash events, and then you will find it is up. We try to get it up by Sunday, but sometimes by Monday. Subscribe to our events listing. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't gotten the last one.
Yeah.
But we're going to do better. We're going to do better. Yes. But it's up there. I compiled it.
There are events on events on like you scroll.
It was 6 pages in my Google Docs when I was making it. So there is a lot to do. There's for every budget, mm-hmm. okay? And for every type of social activity that you're looking for.
Yep.
So definitely encourage you guys to check it out. Let us know what you think. If you have an event, you can submit it there on the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it, girl. We did good. We did. For the way we finagle this show and how we showed up 5 minutes before it was supposed to start.
Mm-hmm.
And how you just rolled out of bed.
Moo-moo. Because, girl, I almost showed up in a moo-moo. It was looking... Hmm.
Oh, Lord. Benny Hill, who is you?
Sleepy. Sleepy Spice. The Sleepy Dwarf.
She doesn't exist.
I am Crystal, your sleepy videographer, aka the Crystal Lens, the Sleepy Lens. You can find me on all forms of social things at the Crystal Lens, thecrystallens.com. Per usual, I am for hire for all of the things as a freelancer out here in the photography, videography world. I mostly dabble in videography. Yes. Passing the plate, the collection plate on to you, sis.
All right. And you guys know I'm Genevieve Angelique.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on Facebook as Genevieve Angelique. I'm actually accepting frame requests from people I don't know. Yeah. I figured, you know, I'm going to live my last life out here. I'm going to let y'all, mm-hmm. you know, be privy to it. Mm-hmm. I'm on the Twitter streets at Jen Angelique. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my Twitter game up. We working on it. But yeah, definitely follow me. I do follow back. And I'm on Instagram as Genevieve_Angelique. I don't always follow back. I'm just going to be honest. I do not. Not on Instagram. But yeah.
You can't tell them that, though.
I don't care.
Okay.
I don't care. You follow, you don't follow. I used to care. I used to be like, oh my God, damn. I don't care. I'm not going to notice. I don't check. I deleted the app. And I'm about to be off of social media anyway for all of July. So, yes, I'm about to be living my best, fabulous life.
Living my life like it's golden. Living my life like it's golden.
But more importantly, you want to follow Boston Come Through.
You sure do.
Yes. And we are on all social platforms, on Twitter as Boston Come Through.
Spelt Merriam-Webster way. Therugh. Don't Woo. Get it twisted. Ever like Thru? No.
Woo!
Bless you, girl.
Thank you,
girl. See,
because
I'm allergic to the BS as well.
Right.
So, Therugh. Continue, my friend.
On Twitter, we are spelled. But you can still find us.
No, if you look up Boston Come Through, it pops up. Thank you.
Right. Well, okay.
The end.
The end. Instagram at Boston Come Through. Facebook mm-hmm. at Boston Come Through.
Mm-hmm.
Website is bostoncomethrough.com.
Y'all.
Subscribe. We're working on our content. We're getting our lives together, mm-hmm. but we are a full fledged media site. We are here to bring you the latest, the greatest, the best for us, by us, of interest to us, events,
okay.
things going on, topics, content, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Check us out there. And then also, the podcast. You know who we are. We are here every Wednesday at 9 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Eastern Time. BostonFreeRadio.com. Or you can watch us live on our Facebook page, which is Boston Come Through.
Yep.
And, of course, for all of your listening pleasure, we are on YouTube, Mixcloud, I don't know.
Stitcher.
There we go. Radio Public. iTunes,
YouTube, Mixcloud.
Yeah, I don't think we're on Google Play because I had someone check with an Android.
Oh,
and yeah, so that's a lie, y'all.
We gonna check in with Google because they be playing us.
Right,
don't play us, Google.
But there's enough places that you can find us without having to subscribe to anything. I know how sometimes if you don't have an iPhone and iTunes may not work. Maybe you don't want to use your data like that, so YouTube may not work. But you definitely can hop on Mixcloud, which is right off the internet, and you can listen to us there, stream it there.
YouTube.
Or you can go right on our website, which is actually going to take you to Mixcloud, but you can go right at our website, BoxingComeThrough.com.
You can go to our Facebook and see our faces.
Yeah, you can definitely do that,
because we go live every week.
There we go.
For the people.
And
you can also watch us on Scat TV.
There you go. We didn't even say bye to them.
I know. They've been off for like 10 minutes now, girl.
And all waved. But yeah, there we go. This is episode...
40?
I think we're 38.
Is it?
Yeah. We're 38 episodes.
Yeah, you're right.
In,
you're
y'all.
Right. You got that.
Man, we got to plan something big when we hit like a year.
We're going to do like a party or something.
Yeah, we're going to have a slip and slide or something like that. We saw on
in
Twitter.
September? In September?
Maybe it can be indoors and we can have turn on the heat.
Yep.
Go on our Twitter page. Our Twitter. Go on our Twitter. And we did repost, I don't know what it was, but it looks so fun.
Oh, right. By we mean Genevieve.
I forget sometimes I'm on the Boston Come Through Twitter page. Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it was a little slip and slide game.
It looked fun.
It looked real fun. They had like the plastic on the ground and it was like soap and water, so it was like really slippery.
And there was one girl whose job it was solely to just squirt everybody with the water with the hose.
And you would have to just relay to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to take a shot and then relay back and tag the next person in. But it looked real fun. So I think we're going to have to plan something like that.
Yeah.
Come soon. But anywho, y'all stay blessed. Have an amazing week. Be kind.
Get some sleep.
Definitely get some sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And don't dim your shine for nobody.
That's a proverb.
All right. Bye.
Ew.